就是天主带领祝福我们。May God guide us and bless us.
啊，我今天早上要跟大家一起来学习的是以利亚的心智跟能力。
The topic I would like to share with you this morning is the spirit and power of Elijah.
啊，请先看雅各书第五章。
Let's go to James.
是七节。
Chapter 5.
雅各书五章十七节
The Epistle of James, chapter 5, verse 17
以利亚和我们是一样性情的人，他恳切祷告，求不要下雨，已就三年零六个月不下在地上。十八节
18
他又祷告，天就降下雨来，地也生出土产。这里讲到以利亚，他的祷告相当有能力。
As you can see here,the prayer of Elijah was very powerful.
他求天不要下雨，天就三年六个月不下雨。
He prayed that it would not rain and it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months.
他又祷告，天就降下雨来。
He prayed again and heaven gave rain.
为什么以利亚祷告这么有能力？
Why the prayer of Elijah was so powerful?
啊，这里说以利亚并不是一个超人，而是跟我们一样性情的人。
Elijah was not a superman; he was a man with a nature like everyone.
为什么以利亚跟我们一样的人能够带来这么大的能力呢？
Why Elijah was a man with a nature like ours who could have this kind of power?
主要是因为他有不平凡的心智跟祷告的功夫。
And the difference is that he is an unusual spirit.
所以我们借着以利亚，我们可以学习到很多非常宝贵的教训。
We can learn a lot of teachings from Elijah.
因为时间关系，我们不能讲太多啊。
Due to time factor, we cannot go into detail.
我们只是重点式的跟大家提一下。
I will try to share several important points with you.
我们先来谈以利亚的一些出生跟时代的背景。
Let's study about the birth and the background of Elijah.
看回来。列王记上十七章
Please refer to First Kings
列王记上十七章
First Kings chapter 17
第一节
Verse 1
列王记上十七章第一节
First Kings chapter 17 verse 1
说基列聚集的提斯底人以利亚对亚哈说我指着所侍奉永生耶和华以色列人这神启示，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露不下雨。这里讲到以利亚，他是寄居在基列地的提斯底人。
Elijah, the Tishbite of inhabitants of Gilead.
基列住在约旦河东。
Gilead was located to the east of River Jordan.
那这个提斯底到底在哪里呀？没有一个很正确的答案，因为地图上找不到。
We couldn't locate where Tishbite was.
我翻了大概三四本的参考书籍啊。
I refer to several references.
有的书说，提斯底是在拿伯他利亚。
Someone believes that Tishbite was in Naphtali.
有的说是在基列地亚伯河边。
Some people say that some people believe that it was somewhere near a river.
第三本书说啊，这两个地方都有人讲啊，哪一个地方是正确不晓得。
Still, there someone disagree with the actual locality.
所以，提斯底到底在哪里？可能是一个小地方啊。
Perhaps Tishbite was only a small town.
所以从圣经里面我们看不出来。
There was no indication in the Bible where Tishbite actually located.
说他后来是聚集在基列地的，就是约旦河东。
However, the Bible did mention that he inhabited on the east of Gilead.
以利亚的这个名字的意思就是说，耶和华真神就是我的主。
Elijah means that Jehovah is my Lord.
真神就是我的主啊，这个名字相当好。
It is a good name. God is my Lord.
那所以借着以利亚的一生当中嘛，借着他所传的一些信息，还有他所做的一些事情，真的显明真神就是我们的主。
the work that Elijah has performed for his life, truly indicating that Lord Jehovah is our Lord.
以利亚他出生是在亚哈王的时代。
He was born at the period of King Ahab.
亚哈是以色列国，以色列国从罗伯安开始就分裂成北朝以色列，南朝犹大。
Since King Jeroboam, the country of Israel was divided into the North Kingdom and the South Kingdom.
北朝啊，总共有10个支派。
There were ten tribes. Belongs to Northern Kingdom.
因为耶罗波安啊，他做了北朝以色列第一个王以后，他怕以色列百姓又回到耶路撒冷拜神，所以以色列人可能又回到犹大国去了。
He was afraid that the people of Israel would return to the south.
所以他就在但跟伯特利这两个地方筑了2个金牛。
So he made two golden calves.
告诉以色列人说啊。 这就是带领你们出埃及的神
，and told Israel that this was the God that guided you out of the land of Egypt.
你们现在可以不要到耶路撒冷去拜神了，你们就到但跟伯特利拜金牛就好了。
You don't have to worship God in Jerusalem anymore.
为了维护自己的政治利益呀，结果做偶像来给以色列礼拜。
In order to protect his political power, he made two of golden images for the people of Israel to worship.
所以让北朝的10个支派啊，都陷在罪里面。
So the 10 tribes of the Israelites were in great sin.
结果在这个罪黑暗啊，百姓离弃神的时候，神就在他们当中兴起了很多的先知。
During the dark ages, God had the different prophets.
借着这些先知向国王、向百姓传警告，来带领他来恢复信仰。
The great prophet to bring warning to the people of Israel to repent and confess.
所以百姓信仰越堕落的时候，越需要有能力的先知出现。
So when the faith of Israel starts to decay, they do need the prophet to come to warn them.
我们看何西阿书12章13节。
Please refer to Hosea.
何西阿书12章13节。
The Book of Hosea,
1:65, 12:13.
Chapter 12, verse 13.
说耶和华借先知领以色列从埃及上来，以色列也借先知而得以保存。好，说真神啊，借着先知，这里是讲到摩西啊，把以色列人从埃及地把他们带到迦南地，在那里。
Although this verse refers to Moses who brought people of Israel out of Egypt,
而以色列也借着先知而得到保存。
They were also preserved by prophets.
因为这些先知啊，奉神的命令传达神的话。
The prophet delivered the Lord's message.
来
in his name,
复兴百姓的信仰。
In order to revive and uplift the majority of the
people.
So through prophets, the majority of the Israel could be revived.
以利亚是生存在亚哈的时代。 亚哈。
Elijah was born during the time of
亚哈是暗地的儿子。
King Ahab was the son of Amri.
暗地是以色列国第三个王朝。
He was the third king.
因为圣经里面说啊，因为一个国家独立的话，君王就经常会更换。
If the country was unrighteous, there will always be the changes of king.
所以北朝的王朝啊，经常是在更换，经常有篡位的事情。
So politically, the northern kingdom was very unstable. There were always coup d'etat.
暗地建立了第三个王朝。
So the third kingdom was established. The third kingdom.
但是暗地王朝也是拜偶像最兴盛，也是最罪恶的时代。
Still, it was the time of idol worshiping.
所以经过4个王就亡国了。
So
就亡了。
There were only four kings in the northern kingdom.
总共有44年的时间。
The entire kingdom lasted about 44 years.
啊，我们看这个亚哈，他可以说是一个相当不好的王。
King Ahab was indeed an evil king.
看列王记上十六章。
Please refer to 1 Kings chapter 16,
30节。
Verse 30.
列王记上十六章三十节。
First Kings chapter 16, verse 30.
说暗利的儿子亚哈，行耶和华眼中看为恶的事，比他以前的列王更甚。三十一节。
31.
犯了尼巴的儿子耶罗波安所犯的罪，他还以为轻，又娶了基顿王耶巴利的女儿耶洗别为妻，去侍奉敬拜巴利，在撒玛利亚建造啊巴利的庙，在庙里为巴利筑坛。亚哈就受亚瑟拉他所行的有耶和华以色列神的怒气，比他以前的以色列诸王更甚。这几段圣经啊，在描写亚哈虽然短短的，但是描写的很清楚。
These three verses clearly describe the characteristics of King Ahab.
说亚哈是空前的一个坏王。
Ahab was the most evil king.
他所犯的罪啊，比以前的列王都还要重。
The sin committed more than other kings.
他除了叫百姓跟耶罗波安一样拜金牛以外
，besides on telling the people of Israel to worship the idol.
因为他娶了基顿王的女儿。
He also married the daughter of the king of Sidonian, who was a Jezebel.
结果把外邦偶像统统带到以色列来。
And she also brought the idols of Jenna.
在撒玛利亚建造巴利的庙。
And also a temple of Baal was established. It was built in Samaria.
所以撒玛利亚京都啊，变成一个偶像崇拜的中心。
So、the capital of Samaria became the center of idol worship.
另外，这个耶斯列啊，也是亚哈王的冬天的停工，也是一个拜偶像的中心。
There was another place where was also the center of idol worship.
好，那并且伤害了很多神的天使。
A lot of God's prophets were killed.
这个拜巴利啊，是一种相当残忍而淫乱的一种偶像崇拜。
Baal worshiping was very brutal, cruel, and also idolatrous.
拜巴利在中东一带啊，外邦人当中，很多人都是拜巴利。
In Middle East, there were a lot of Baal worshippers.
啊，也是腓尼基人啊，推罗、基顿，他们所有偶像神的，众神之所啊。
Baal was also the god of the Phoenicians.
啊，他们认为说这个巴利啊，可以降雨啊，降雨水，能够让土产能够丰收。
They believe that Baal had the capability of giving them water, rain, and good harvest.
啊，他们要拜巴利的时候，经常把一些无知的小孩子啊，把它烧掉献给偶像。
They killed the young children to offer to the idol.
啊，祭祀的仪式啊，拜偶像的仪式啊，非常淫乱。
And an entire worship was very adulterous.
这个他们在以色列啊，拜巴利就设立了很多很多的假先知。
They also have a lot of false prophets.
所以很多真神的先知啊，有的是被杀害了。也就是藏起来了。
A lot of the God's prophets were killed or hide in somewhere else.
以利亚的出现就是面对亚哈王跟耶洗别破坏神的教，破坏以色列的宗教。
So Elijah was at the time when King Jezebel, when King Ahab and Jezebel persecuted.
啊，他来带领百姓恢复他们的信仰的工作。
And he guided the people of Israel to revive their faith.
所以他的职任呢，就关系到整个以色列人信仰的存续问题。
His responsibility was to uplift the spirituality and revive the faith of Israel.
他在以利亚的一生当中呢
，from his entire life，
他突然间出现啊，向亚哈王啊传警告。
His appearance was to warn King Ahab.
因为他定义了神，所以神要让干旱降在地面上，要很长的时间。
And betrayed God, that would be a drought on the earth for quite a while.
他传达这个信息以后，神就叫他说去藏在基利西旁。
While he delivered his message, he was told to hide somewhere near Lake River Gideon.
然后神每天早晚叫乌鸦、昏鹿、乌鸦、雕鼠跟鹿来给他吃。
So every day, God asked a raven to bring him food.
他一直到溪水干了，神才向他说：“你到撒勒瓦基顿撒勒瓦的寡妇啊家里面去。”
Until the water dried, he told him to go to a house of widow.
这个贫穷的寡妇来供养他。
And through this, a widow, this widow will support him.
经过了三年半，然后再去见亚哈。
After 3.5 years later, he went to see King Ahab again.
他叫他带领所有以色列人到加密山上去。
And he told him to bring the people to Mount Carmel.
然后在那里祷告，天降下火来，让以色列百姓看出说，天上的神才是真神。
And after his prayer, God sent the fire down and proved to the people of Israel that Jehovah is the true God.
他把那些假先知除掉以后，就祷告，又重新降下。
After he destroyed all false prophets, the rain came down again.
后来虽然以利亚有一段时间软弱失败
，although that was the time that Elijah was very weak in faith.
因为也许别恐吓要杀害他，所以他就开始逃命。
Jezebel threatened him to kill him, so he had to flee.
在罗德树下求死，后来又跑到何烈的洞里面去，在那躲在那里。
He hid himself in Horeb.
但是神啊，借着天使带水给他施洪。
God sent angel bring him water and cake.
后来就出声音叫他要回到他的工作岗位上。
Lord also spoke to him to return to his post.
所以以利亚后来重新得到力量，就继续他的工作。
Therefore, Elijah regained the power and continued to work as a prophet.
一直到他的工作完成，由以利沙来接续以后，他就升天。
Until he completed his job.And Elijah succeeded his decision.
而在以利亚的一生当中啊，他行了很多的神迹。
Throughout his entire life, performed a lot of miracles.
他的工作啊，可以说是相当有成果，相当有能力。
All his work was very successful and powerful.
以利亚所以能够成功啊，在于他的祷告。
The reason why Elijah was successful was mainly due to his prayer.
所以他是一个祷告的先知。
He was a prophet of prayer.
他的祷告带来极大的能力。
His power, his prayer brought him a lot of power.
他求天降雨，天就降；求天不要下雨，就不要下雨。
He prayed to God not to rain. It actually did not rain for 3.5 years.
他祷告叫寡妇的儿子复活，这个小孩子就活起来。
Later on, he prayed to God to resurrect the son of the widow.And the boy Jesus went.
他一祷告，天就降下火来，把他所献的祭物烧掉。
Also, when he was praying to the Lord, God sent a fire to burn out his sacrifice.
三年半的干旱，但是后来他一祷告，又降下。
The earth was dry for 3.5 years. However, due to his prayer, the rain came down again.
啊，所以他的能力相当大，
因为
是因为。这个祷告
was a very powerful prophet, and this was called that this is due to his earnest prayer.
这里面讲到这个以利亚对新约时代有一些预表。
Elijah also typified.
我们看马拉基书第四章。
Please refer to Malachi.
马拉基书四章第五节，就是旧约的最后一页。马拉基书四章第五节，马拉开 chapter 4 verse 5，说看哪、啊，耶和华大而可畏之日未到以前，我必差遣先知以利亚到你们那里去，他必使 父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲，免得我来受主厌弃。在旧约最后啊，就谈到说神大而可畏的日子还没到以前，要差遣以利亚来。
Before the end of the Old Testament period, Bible says, Lord will send Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and dreadful day of the Lord.
啊，以利亚来的责任呢，就是要使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
He will turn the heart of the father to the children and the heart of the children to their father.
就是要复兴百姓的信仰，带领百姓归向神。
It means that he will revive the faith of Israel.
啊，这个以利亚就是一表慈禧约翰跟末世的真教会。
Elijah typifies John the Baptist and also the church of the end time.
我们看路加福音第一章十七节。
This is not Luke chapter 17.
路加福音第一章的十七节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 17.
一章十七节。
Luke chapter 1 verse 17.
说他必有以利亚的心智跟能力，行在主的面前，叫为父的心转向儿女，叫悖逆的人转从义人的智慧，因为为主预备何用的百姓。这是约施洗约翰要出生以前。
This was before the birth of John the Baptist.
啊，天主对撒迦利亚，这是施洗约翰的父亲啊所讲的话。
This was the word that anyone brought to Zechariah, the father of John the Baptist.
啊，说他将要有一个儿子，要有以利亚的心智跟能力。
He will have a son, in the spirit and power of Elijah.
啊，他的就是要带领以色列百姓啊归回真神。
To turn the heart of the father to the children.
他为主预备何用的百姓，做主耶稣的开路先锋啊。
He will become the pioneer of Jesus Christ.
那所以有一次啊，门徒问主耶稣说，为什么圣经说，为什么先知说啊，以利亚必须要先来呢？
So once the disciples asked Jesus, why Elijah had to come first?
主耶稣说啊，以利亚已经来了。
Jesus told them that Elijah was here.
因为人不认识他，就故意带他。
People didn't recognize him and mistook him.
原来主耶稣所讲的就是施洗约翰。
Actually, Jesus referred to John the Baptist.
因为施洗约翰是做主的先锋。
John the Baptist served as the pioneer.
他开始传悔改的洗礼，叫百姓要悔改归向神。
Began to preach the teaching of repentance.
结果他在约旦河施洗啊，很多人就像都到他那里去。
The many people came to him and were baptized in the river Jordan.
啊，施洗约翰他曾经这样说啊
，John the Baptist once said,
他说我是给你们用水施洗，但是有一位在我后面来的，他要用圣灵跟火给你们施洗。
I baptized you in the water. However, there will be another one who baptizes you in the Holy Spirit.
我就是为他洗鞋带都不配。
Even I tried to tie his, I'm even not worthy to tie up his shoelace.
啊，当主耶稣出现的时候，施洗约翰就说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊。”
When Jesus Christ appeared, he told him, "This is the sheep of God."
他是要除去世人罪的。
He was going to remove the sin.
他说：“我以前不认识他。”
Previously, I didn't know him.
但是那个在我来用水施洗的，告诉我圣灵降在你的身上，他就是要用圣灵施洗的。
The one who sent me told me that the person who has the Holy Spirit, when the Holy Spirit comes upon him, he is the one.
所以他看到了是圣灵说耶稣是神的儿子。
So he proved and confirmed that Jesus is the Son of God.
他因为约翰的见证啊，很多约翰的门徒，很多以色列人啊，就跟随了耶稣。
Due to the witness of John the Baptist, a lot of people began to follow Jesus.
So, 有很多人跟约翰讲啊。
So some people told John,
说你的门徒很多都跟从耶稣去了。
A lot of the disciples turned to follow Jesus.
但是他说啊，
and
他一兴旺，我必衰微啊。
He will prosper and I will vanish.
因为他晓得自己的任务就是做主的开路先锋，把百姓带到主的面前。
knew that he was the pioneer of Jesus bringing the others to Christ, to the Christ.
所以，末世的以利亚，第一个以利亚就是施洗约翰。
So the Elijah of the end time typifies John the Baptist.
第二个以利亚就是末世的教会。
The second typification is the two Jesus.
耶稣要再临之前呐，会先天主教会降，带着以利亚的亲自跟能力。
Before the second coming of Jesus Christ, there will be another church has the spirit and the power of Elijah.
Elijah 是亚哈时代唯一的真先知。
Elijah was the only true prophet during the time.
亚先知有800多位。
There were 800 false prophets.
真先知只有以利亚一个。
There was only one true prophet.
末世的真教会也是唯一的真教会。
The true church of the end time is the only but the only.
因为这种神的语言亲自设立，好像以利亚借着神迹奇事来挽回百姓的信仰，好像以利亚借着神迹奇事来挽回百姓的信仰，好像以利亚借着神迹奇事来挽回百姓的信仰，好像以利亚借着神迹奇事来挽回百姓的信仰，好像以利亚借着神迹奇事来挽回百姓的信仰，好像以利亚借着神迹奇事来挽回百姓的信仰，好像以利亚借着神迹奇事来挽回百姓的信仰，好像以利亚借着神迹奇事来挽回百姓的信仰，好像以利亚借着神迹奇事来挽回百姓的信仰，好像以利亚借着神迹奇事来挽回百姓的信仰，好像以利亚借着神迹奇事来挽回百姓的信仰，好像以利亚借着神迹奇事来挽回百姓的信仰，好像以利亚借着神迹奇事来挽回百姓的信仰，好像以利亚借着神迹奇事来挽回百姓的信仰，好
the true church of the end time will also revive the faith of the people.
以利亚曾经让三年不下的三年半不下的雨重新降在地面上。
Elijah prayed for the rain to pour down again.
末日的真教会就是借着完圣殿所建设的。
The true church of the end time was established by the late rain.
所以要使春雨重新降在地面上。
The spring of the spring rain will pour down again on the earth.
我们看以赛亚书四十三章。
This is first Isaiah.
以赛亚书四十三章
，Isaiah chapter 43,
十九节
，verse 19,
四十三章十九节
，Isaiah chapter 43, verse 19。
看到我要做一件新事，如今要发现，你们岂不知道吗？我必在旷野开道路，在沙漠开江河。野地的土兽必尊重我，野狗和鸵鸟也必如此，因为我使。旷野有水，使沙漠有河，好赐给我的百姓、我的选民喝。这百姓是我为自己所造的，好是说我的美德。在这里，预言说啊，将来神要做一件新事。
It is prophesied that Lord will do a new thing.
要在沙漠开江河啊，旷野开道路啊。
He will make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert.
说要使旷野有水，使沙漠有河。
So there will be water. He will give water in the wilderness.
那这个河水呀、啊，就是指的生命的水。
A river also refers to the living one.
要滋润我们人的心地。
It will moisten our heart.
按照比尔斯里面讲。
According to the book of Joel,
神要两次降下圣灵来。
Lord will send the Holy Spirit in two different periods,
好像秋雨春雨一样。
Like the autumn rain and the spring rain.
秋天下雨以后，他们就开始打种耕种。
After the autumn rain, they begin to plow.
到了春天要收成之前
，before the time of harvest,
就会重新降雨，然后就开始收割的工作。
There will be another rain.And after that, they will start to reap.
这都是预表圣灵要两次降在地面上。
This actually typifies that God will send the Holy Spirit in two different periods.
使徒时代的圣灵是秋雨的圣灵。
During the apostolic period, it was the time of the autumn rain.
使徒时代借着圣灵，五旬节圣灵降临以后，开始繁荣于建设教会。
On the day of Pentecost, the Holy Spirit came down.The church was established.
而到末世，主耶稣再临之前，会重新降下雨来，这是春雨完成的证明。
Prior to the second coming of Jesus Christ, He will also give the spring rain.
完雨的证明就是负责收割的工作。
The later rain, during the time of the later rain, the church has the responsibility to reap.
我们看撒迦利亚书十章一节。
Please refer to Zechariah.
那第二节是十章第一节。
Zechariah chapter 10, verse 1.
十章第一节。当春雨的时候，你们要向花场见的耶和华求雨，他必为众人降下甘霖，使田园生长菜蔬。这里说啊，春雨的时候，我们要向花场见的神来求雨。
During the time of spring rain, we ask the Lord to give us water.
这个春雨就是指的末世真教会。
The spring rain typifies the true church of the end.
啊，圣灵同降的时候。
Also, it was in the time.
我们要向花场见的神求雨，他就会为我们降下甘霖来。
We ask the Lord to the Lord will make that rain come.
啊，所以雨啊，曾经三年半不下的雨啊。重新降下来。
So the rain will come down again after 3.5 years.
啊，末世的真教会就是借着完成圣灵所建设的。
The true church of the end time was established by the later rain.
当以利亚工作完成以后
，After Elijah accomplished his mission,
他没有经过死，被旋风接着升天。
He ascended to the heaven by the of the whirlwind.
末世的真教会完成了教会的建设。
After the missionary of the world,
像马孩子一样要被接啊
，the church of the end time will be ascended.
所以，这是我们真教会末世的一些使命了啊。
These are the important missions of commission.
啊，以利亚所行的神迹相当多啊。
Elijah performed a lot of other miracles.
我们谈几个作为互相勉励。
That is several of the miracles in the form.
我们看第一个，我们看回来列王记上十七章第一节。
This is first king.
列王记上十七章。
Chapter 17, verse 1.
十七章第一。基列地区的基斯底人以利亚对亚哈说：“我指着所侍奉永生耶和华以色列的神起誓啊，这几年我若不祷告，必不降露。”下雨，这是以利亚先知对亚哈的宣告。
This was the word of Elijah, King Ahab.
这是一种刑罚的宣告。
Was actually a punishment.
他说：“我不祷告的话，你就不降露，也不下雨。”
He said that if I do not pray for 3.5 years, there will be no rain.
结果他一宣告了以后，经过三年半都没有下雨降露啊。
After he declared to king for 3.5 years, there was no rain.
结果带来了很大的干旱，很多人都死亡了。
Drought and a lot of people died.
啊，因为亚哈也许给他们带来献祭拜巴利。
Since King Ahab and his queen turned people towards idol,
他们认为巴利就是降雨啊，让五谷生产的神。
They thought Baal would give a water to the land.
所以亚以利亚就向他们宣告，不是巴利可以降雨，或者是让五谷生产。
所以来个 prophesied to them not the Baal that bring you the water.
真神才是天地的主宰。
Only God is the master of heaven.
只有他才能够按时刮风下雨，让五谷菜蔬能够长成。
Only God can bring water and make everything a progress.
所以我如果不祷告神的话，再怎么求巴力都没有用啊。
If I do not pray to God, no matter how you pray to Baal, you won't even get a drop of water.
就是要让他们晓得说，巴力根本不是神。
The purpose was to let the people of Israel know that Baal is not God.
他不能降灾，也不能降祸。
He couldn't give you any blessing or any disaster.
以利亚能够做这样的宣告，说起来非常有信心，也有勇气。
He was such a brave man with great faith to declare the king.
因为先知是神的代言人。
Prophet was the speaker.
就按照人的主意来替神说话。
They do in accordance with the instruction of God.
所以神叫他讲，他就讲；叫他不讲，他就不讲。
And he said exactly what he was instructed by the Lord.
这个要在一个无道的皇面前呢，传这样的警告，说起来是要有相当大的勇气啊。
One has to have a, has to be great courage to say something like this in front, especially Ahab was evil king.
因为他有相当大的信心，所以才能够做到。
See, Elijah had good faith, so he could do it.
因为当时很多的先知都被杀害了。Because
a lot of prophets were killed and murdered.
所以有人讲啊，以利亚这种的精神啊，跟当时的三个朋友啊，他们那种勇气差不多啊。
King Elijah, King Elijah actually had the same spirit power of Daniel. Daniel had three friends in Babylon. But the king told them to worship the gold image.
但是他们无论怎么样都不办,
they refused to do so.
有人就告诉王啊,
and it was reported to the king.
我给他们一个机会,
and the king gave them another opportunity.
说你们如果再听到号声的话，你们拜就可以；要是不拜的话，就要把你们呢丢到地府的窑中了。When
you listen to the to the horn, you should worship; otherwise, you'll be burned to death.
但是当时这三个朋友信心非常坚强啊。But
Daniel and his three friends had strong faith.
他说：“国王啊，这件事情我们不必回答你呢。”They
told the king that we don't even have to reply to you.
他说：“我们所祝贺的神会将我们从烈火的窑中把我们带救出来。”
Our God will deliver us from the fiery furnace.
啊，即或不然啊，就是没有，我们也不拜你所立的这个迹象。
Even our God, if our God did not deliver us, we still refuse to worship for your holy image.
啊，面对死亡啊，他们一点都不惧怕。
They are not afraid.
他们信心啊，非常刚强。They
have very strong faith.
啊，坚守道理啊，不败不败信心。Firmly
kept the faith.
这种精神也是值得我们效法学习的。
We should follow this kind of.
我们看马太福音第十章。
Please refer to Matthew.
马太福音第十章。
Matthew chapter 10.
26节。
Verse 26.
马太十章二十六节。所以不要怕他们，因为掩盖的事没有不露出来的，隐藏的事没有不被人知道的。二十七节。我的暗中告诉你们的，你们要在严肃说出来；你们耳中所听的，要在房中宣扬出来。二十八节。那杀生与不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们，唯有能把灵魂和灵魂都灭在地狱里的，正要怕他。 二十九节，两个麻痹不是卖一分银子吗？这是你们的父不许。一个也不能掉在地上，就是你们的头发，你都被煮过。所以不要惧怕，你们许多麻痹还会动，还在人面前认我的，我在我天父的面前也必认他。还在人面前不认我的，我在我天父的天上的父面前也必不认他。好，所以说这人。
说，说在暗中告诉你们的一些道理，要在严肃宣扬出来。Whatever I tell you, dark in the light.
好，叫他们要把道理宣扬出去啊。He
told them to spread the gospel.
啊，为此传福音会遭到很多的逼迫、患难。They
will encounter a lot of persecution.
但是主耶稣叫他们不用害怕。
But promise you told them not to be afraid.
说为杀生不能杀灵魂的，不要怕他们。
Do not fear those who kill the body.
这个杀生不杀灵魂的，就是指的逼迫了。
It actually refers to the persecution.
有时候为了传福音会遭遇到一些逼迫，甚至丧失生命。
They may encounter tribulation and persecution. They could even lose their life.
但是不要怕他们。
But Jesus told them, do not fear.
说唯有能够把身体和灵魂都灭在地狱的，还要怕他。
But rather fear him who is able to destroy both soul and body.
啊，能够把真理给灵魂灭在地狱的，就是审判的结果，这是神还有这个能力。
This refers to the result of judgment. Only God has this kind of power.
我们怕神，不必怕人。
We are to fear God, but not to fear man.
说麻痹虽然不值钱呐，但是天路如果不允许，一个也不会掉在地上。
Another sparrow goes to a copper coin, and not one of them falls to ground apart from the Father's will.
要是神不 允许的话，我们一点也不会遭到伤害。
If God does not permit, we will not be harmed.
所以我们基督徒应当有信心、勇气啊，为主做见证。
We should have strong faith to testify to the others.
我们参考使徒行传。
Let's refer to Acts
第四章
，Chapter Four。
使徒行传四章十九节
，Verse 19。
彼得、约翰说：“听从你们，不听从神，这在神面前合理不合理？你们自己酌量吧。我们所听、所看见、所听见的，不能不说。”五章二十九节。
Verse 5:29。
五章二十九节。
5:29。
彼得按众使徒回答说：“顺从神，不顺从人是应当的。”这里讲到使徒啊，他们很勇敢。做见证。当然，这是圣灵的能力呀、啊，圣灵充满所带来的勇气呀、啊。
This was the result of the Holy Spirit。
结果他们一开始传福音呐，行神迹呀，结果就被关起来了。
When they began to spread the gospel, they were put in jail。
好，啊，那些官长恐吓他们，不可以奉耶稣的名讲论传道。
You threaten not to spread the gospel.
但是他们很勇敢呐、啊，听说你们不听从神，这是不合理的。
They told them that it was not lawful to listen to you and not to listen to God.
我们所看见、所听见的不能不说。
What we seen and heard, we have to speak.
所以他们被放出来以后，继续传道。
So after they were released, they continued to spread the gospel.
结果祭司长啊、官长又把他们带去关在监狱里面。
Chief priest put them in jail again.
结果这个大家同心合意的祷告。
Due to the earnest prayer of everyone,
哦，所以天使就夜间呐、啊、把他们带出来。
The angels delivered them from the jail at night.
叫他们说啊，你们要把这生命的道在殿里面向众人讲给清楚。
You have to interpret the doctrine of salvation to the others in the temple.
到天亮的时候，使徒就到圣殿去教训人。
During dawn, during daytime, they went to a teach in the temple.
啊，那些祭司啊，把工会的人都叫齐了，准备把使徒抓出来审判。
The high priest gathered all the council men and tried to judge them.
啊，但是他们一到监狱里面啊，看到那个监狱的门都关得好好的，但是里面人却不在了。
However, when they come to jail.They couldn't find a prisoner.
结果他们就感到很为难呢。
They feel very bad.
因为有人来报告说，你们把他关在监狱里的，现在在殿里面啊，在那里讲道教训的。
Someone reported to them that they were in jail. They put them in jail. Now they were teaching in the temple.
所以神如果不允许的话，我们一点都不会受到伤害。
If God does not permit, none of us will be
要勇敢为主做见证。
We have to spread the We testify to the Lord.
这是我们传福音啊，传福音的工作
，which means that we have to accomplish.
主耶稣的意思，如果叫我们不能去报，那是很有福气的。
Even Jesus wants us to die for Him is indeed a blessing.
哦，所以以利亚是相当有信心、有勇气的一个先知啊。
Elijah has indeed a great faith.
那他的祷告相当有权柄啊。
His prayer is also powerful.
啊，刚刚读雅各书第五章第一节说啊
，As we just read in James chapter 5:17，
他恳切祷告求不要下雨，已就三年六个月不下在地面上。
The Bible says that he prayed earnestly that it would not rain, it did not rain on the land for 3 years and 6 months.
所以三年六个月不下雨，这也是一个很大的神迹。
For 3 years and 6 months, not even a drop of water.It was indeed a great miracle.
在列王记上十七章是说，我若不祷告，必不降露不下雨啊。
I say that in First Kings, Elijah declared that if I did not pray, there won't be any rain.
但是雅各书说，他祷告求天不下雨，天就三年六个月不下雨。
I say that in James chapter 5:17, he prayed earnestly that it would not rain.And did not rain in the land for 3 years.
所以他是先祷告求神呐、啊，让他不下雨。
He asked the Lord not to have any rain on the land for 3.5 years.
因为以色列人违背了神的旨意。
Saying the people of Israel
离弃了神的诫命。
Betrayed Lord and turned to
的各种水果蔬菜都能够按时生长。
If you obey the teaching of the Lord, and He will send the shower rain and dew on the earth.
你们如果离弃神的话，就要让天呐、地在不下雨。
If you betray God, He will close up the heaven.
说天呐、地好像虹一样，不下雨也不生出土产来。
The Lord and the land will become so dry that it will not grow.
所以以利亚的祷告是合神旨意的祷告。
So the prayer of Elijah was acting in accordance to the will of God.
所以他求天呐、不要下雨。
He asked the heaven not to have any rain.
结果神就应允他三年六个月不下雨。
So God granted his prayer, so there will be no rain on the earth for 3 years.
所以他对亚哈王说：“我现在如果不祷告求雨的话，你就不会降下来。”
So he told King Ahab that if I do not pray the Lord, there will be any rain on the earth.
这个祷告彰显这个大神迹呀。
His prayer performed. You see his prayer. This kind of miracle.
虽然是对以色列人的一种刑罚。
This was act.
目的就是要促进他们悔改，能够让他们归向神。
But the purpose was to uplift their spirituality and revive their faith.
让他们晓得啊，祝福降祸是在神。
So they know that all the calamity, the blessing, and the punishment are from God.
也要让他们掌管这万物的主宰就是神。
So they will understand that Lord is the master of the heaven and earth.
所以神人是替神来行事的。
God and man carry out the instructions of God.
所以神听他们的祷告，赋予他们这样的权柄。
So God listened to the prayer and granted them all this power.
以利亚的这个祷告相当有能力，有权柄。
So the prayer of Elijah could be so powerful,
能够叫天下雨不下雨这样。
Because even as the heaven not rain,
好像我们在开那个水龙头开关，要打开水就开就开了，要关就关了。
Just think that we have the capability to control the tap.
好，古时候说神使用的人呐、
during ancient times, there are a lot of other prophets.
人都赋给他们很大的权柄
，and God gives them authority.
好，比如摩西
，like Moses,
他在埃及的。计划啊，他行了如大山一样，行往埃及的。
He performed a ten disaster in the land of Egypt.
好，他可以叫海水啊，叫湖水啊，整个都变血。
And he could even turn the water into blood.
啊，叫天花变满地面。
He could make fog covering all the land.
叫遍地啊，黑暗三天。
He could ask the earth be in darkness for 3 days.
所以给他这样的权柄啊，为什么要执行神的旨意
？God bestowed upon him this authority.
他带领以色列百姓从埃及来到红海边。
During the Exodus, he brought the people of Israel to the shore of the Red Sea.
他又借着祷告让海水分开。
Through his prayer, separated the water.
以色列百姓过去了以后
，So the other people crossed across
海水的军兵都带领红海里。
When Israel chariot, when the Egyptian chariot,
他又可以叫海水合起来，把所有埃及军兵都消灭掉。
He asked the water to cover up the Egyptians.
耶稣也是一样。
Similar to Joshua,
他为了跟敌人打仗
，when he had war with the enemy,
所以他求神呐、让太阳、月亮停起来。
He asked the Lord to stop.
结果他一祷告，太阳就停在西边。月亮就停在雅雅尼。
So he asked, so after his prayer, the sun and moon did stop.
将有一天之久啊。
It was about a day.
这是神赋予仆人祷告的能力。
And God bestowed upon them this kind of power.
主耶稣拣选了一些门徒啊，叫他们出去传福音。
Jesus also selected some disciples to go out to spread the gospel.
也同样赋予他们很多的权柄和医治赶走。
Jesus also bestowed upon them a lot of power.
好。今天同样在神的教会里面
，at the same token, in the church of God,
神也赋予我们这样的行神迹的权柄。
The Lord also bestowed upon us a lot of authority.
为什么要完成神的旨意呀
？Purpose to accomplish His will.
所以信的人必有神迹随着要证实所传的真道。
The believer will have the miracle and the power accompanying.
这个神迹并不是因为某人的虔诚而彰显出来。
The miracle is not manifested due to the faithfulness of a person.
而是要证实所传的真道。 话。
The actual purpose is to confirm the gospel.
所以我们信心在前面，神迹随在后面。
So the faith, we must have faith, and the miracle will follow.
啊，证实神的差遣，以至于啊，我们所传的真理。
Proving and confirming what we preach.
好，我们就先讲到这里，我们一起默祷。